You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Zealand was the first country to fully legalise drug testing in April 2022, after years of campaigning. And since the law change, a few organisations have begun to offer testing services. This 2022 to 2023 summer period will be the first time fully legalised testing will be available at festivals, as New Zealand's drug supply continues to be disrupted and the synthetic substances arrive in higher and higher quantities. I spoke to Bryn Ryder, Otago and Southern Lakes Regional Manager for Know Your Stuff, about testing legalisation, the upcoming festival season, and what risks might exist for people planning to take psychoactive substances over summer. What has the legalisation of for drug testing allowed Know Your Stuff to do?
The legalisation allows us much more publicly to advertise and provide our service. It means that festival organisers are no longer criminally liable for inviting us to test on site. It means that we can participate in the testing process without being at risk of our volunteers being arrested. It also provides our clients with the safety that any attendance at a drug checking event cannot be used as evidence against them by police.
With the law change, have festivals been receptive towards testing services?
It's a variety. There is still a lot of nervousness around the legality of having drug checking services on site, particularly because alcohol licensing has a lot of its own rules around whether a licensed premise can be seen to be encouraging or facilitating illicit substance use. There's still, even though the law has changed to make this type of service legal to provide, a lot of old attitudes, I think, exist within varying levels of authorities that are still creating barriers to organisers being able to contract our services to keep people safe.
Are there still challenges in place for testing services?
There's a lot of challenges for a lot of reasons. I mean, it is now somewhat, it is legally protected. There is an amount of funding that goes towards testing providers. However, that funding is not allowed to be spent on equipment, which is our major limitation at this time. We've been trying to ramp up the number of machines that we can use to check people's drugs and have not been able to get to the point we'd like ahead of this festival season, which means that we can't attend all of the festivals we'd like to.
There's a growing influx of synthetic drugs like cathinones and opioids being brought into Aotearoa. How will this affect the summer season?
Both are sort of problematic in their own ways. We're used to seeing synthetic cathinones in particular replacing MDMA in particular. And in the last 12 months, New Zealand has had quite a robust supply of legitimate MDMA. The expectation is that with increasing demand over the summer and with interruptions to MDMA supply chains by police, we're likely to see a much greater availability of those cathinones that we've sort of know and don't love so much already, as well as a couple of new cathinones that we know have arrived in the country by the kilogram, and we just haven't seen them crop up yet. But we are likely to start seeing these things over the New Year's season, I believe. And that's in addition to the concern about potent opioids at the moment. People will recall in the Wairarapa, there were just over a dozen people who believed they had bought cocaine, which turned out to instead be fentanyl and almost killed a lot of people. We now have non-fentanyl potent opioids on the horizon, these nitazenes, which we have very low capacity to test for, and really we can only get people advice and the antidote to take if someone finds themselves with those, if they can come down to a clinic and see us.
How often does Know Your Stuff see adulterated samples during testing?
It varies a lot, and what type of adulteration varies. By and large, we find sort of about a quarter or a third of samples anywhere we go are not what they were supposed to be. And whether that is that they've been substituted for another drug completely, or there's a combination of drugs, or someone has just added some sugar or some other kind of filler. It's common enough, and wanting to know which one of those you have to know how to stay safe around taking that if you choose to do it is really important.
With the festival season approaching, what can people do to reduce harm?
Yeah, it's a really good question because we won't be at every festival, so people need to be thinking about their drug harm reduction well ahead of time. That includes accessing drug checking clinics around the country in particularly the month leading up to New Year's, and you can jump on our website, knowyourstuff.nz, to see where those will be. But there's other things that people can do when they go to a festival, like taking scales and gel capsules to weigh out doses. Taking clean paper straws so that nobody's sharing those if people are snorting things. Doing some research, reading up on the drug they plan to take, ways to stay safer with it, what dangerous doses are, what some of the dangerous side effects are that they would want to seek medical attention for. Because you can learn all of those things and then be able to look after your mates around you just by having that thought away in your head. So there's lots and lots of things that folks can do in the lead up to festivals to have a better chance of staying safe.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.